Good afternoon. More bright spots and breaks of sunshine likely this afternoon. We run just the outside risk of a passing shower, mainly across the highest terrain. Temperatures responding to those breaks in the cloud cover by climbing into the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs on average, with parts of the higher terrain staying in the upper 60s. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy, but it'll be dry tonight with readings back into the 50s. Another disturbance diving through the Midwest and into the Ohio Valley today will round the bend and head in our direction here into interior New York and New England tomorrow. The result will be any sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds and the risk for scattered showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon and evening, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. A more potent disturbance will head our way on Wednesday with an even better chance at more showers and thunderstorms throughout the day and highs again in the upper 70s. Just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Thursday as the energy departs and the trough of low pressure, which has been in control of our weather, begins to lift out on Thursday afternoon. The highs will be around 80. And overall, heading into the holiday weekend, the period Friday through Sunday will be marked by generally dry weather and milder air with highs in the lower 80s, although we do run the risk at a scattered shower or thunderstorm on the 4th of July. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the middle Ohio Valley, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the upper Mississippi Valley. Behind morning thunderstorms, mid-60s to near 70-degree dew points will advect northeastward, and at least partial clearing will allow sufficient heating and modest destabilization by the afternoon hours. Isolated to widely scattered thunderstorms are expected to develop ahead of a cold front. Deep layer shear will be sufficient for semi-discrete storm structures, which may at times exhibit supercell characteristics. Strong winds will be the main threat in the Ohio Valley, with some marginally severe hail possible as well. And northwesterly deep layer flow will continue across the upper Midwest today. Dew points will range from the mid-50s to lower 60s as temperatures warm into the lower 80s. This will result in modest instability. Cold temperatures aloft, combined with effective shear, will aid in the development of semi-discrete storm clusters capable of producing large hail. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 120 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 70s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs around 70 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60. The record high, 96, set in 1944, and the record low, 44, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today, just the risk of a passing shower, but mainly dry, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with a passing shower possible in the mountains and highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy skies today with some more sunshine late this afternoon and highs in the lower 70s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing clouds, late day showers and thunderstorms possible, upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, right around 80. Still the risk of a thunderstorm on Thursday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds near 80. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with the risk of a thunderstorm on the 4th of July and highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.